I am Roberta Schultz. When I was a youngster, my grandma Babe would shuffle me out the door if I even looked gloomy or bored with this comment, "Go outside and get the stink blowed off you." Of course, it was still the 20th century, and no one had smartphones or laptops or even video games to keep them holed up indoors. We didn't really need much incentive to go outside. In fact, it usually took some doing to get us back indoors in time to go to bed. But even as an older adult in the 21st century, I find it hard to leave my glowing screen to do anything active or meaningful. There are so many addictive behaviors to engage me, like watching Netflix or fighting with people I don't even know on Facebook or looking for the right meme to post for the occasion. Sometimes I even use the excuse of looking up how to pronounce words and names for my book reviews to get me back on the screen. So imagine my delight at finding a children's book that echoes my grandma's advice from another time. Mario and the Aliens, written by Italian journalist Carolina Zanotti and illustrated by Vietnamese graphic designer Thai Mi Phuong, also known as Tummy Poo, is an engaging storybook published by Fox Chapel Publishing in February 2019. The story opens as young Mario is playing on his computer in his room, as he is wont to do, when suddenly a purple spaceship lands in his yard. Of course, the combination of glowing lights and beeps draws him immediately outside to investigate. There he finds three amazing alien creatures emerging from the spaceship, and they want to play. As Mario rushes back to his room to retrieve his computer and games, the aliens from the planet Borsix groan. Not more computers. Mario searches for all the fun toys in the house, like his bike, his sister's play makeup and doll, and even his soccer ball to entertain his newfound friends. Their play date turns into a fun-filled romp as Mario teaches his three new friends Decimus, Yorso, and Miss Alien all about the joys of playing without a computer. I enjoyed how Zanotti sets up the story, as each page ends with a cliffhanger partial sentence leading to the next plot event. It's just the kind of page-turning that makes reading aloud from a storybook dramatic and fun for both the reader and the audience. I'm already imagining reading this book aloud to my grandniece as I speak, and doing the voices of the aliens for her. The illustrations are quirky, warm, and imaginative. Decimus is a funny round green creature with 10 hands. Yorso is a large being resembling the shape of a cow and banana combined, and Miss Alien is yellow, round, and soft, with a skinny purple snake attached to her body. Their shapes become instrumental in how they participate in the games and activities Mario creates for them. When they have to come in from playtime, the spaceship signals them in with lights, Mario's new friends promise to return another day for more non-computer fun. Mario realizes that he didn't miss his computer at all and resolves to ask his parents to take him to the playground where he might even make more friends. I really enjoyed this children's book for the message and for how fun it truly is to read aloud. The illustrations leap off the page with color and imagination. Plus, there are some open-ended questions at the end for parents to use for discussing the story with their kids. Questions like, what games would you have taught the aliens, and which alien would you want to be, and why? Mario and the Aliens by Carolina Zanotti and Thai Mi Phuong uses hand-drawn images and cliffhanger plot technique to engage children and parents in a dialogue about the very nature of fun and creativity. You can find a link to this timely picture book at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Excuse me now while I get outside for a while and get some of that stink blowed off me before I return to my relaxing habit of watching cat videos. I am Roberta Schultz.